Can you believe it? Can you believe it? We crown the king, 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 king.
It's the official K1 podcast, K1 Battlecast.
Oh, the slaughter!
You'll get news, fight reviews, and fighter interviews.
Oh, the battle!
And now, your hosts, Michael Shaverow and Jonathan Shea.
It's good night, Iran!
Welcome back, everyone, to K1 Battlecast. I am your host today, Jonathan Shear, and we are continuing our recap of the K1 World Max Final at the Yoyogi National Gymnasium on July 7th. Now, over the last couple weeks, we've covered the quarterfinal fights between Stoyan Koprovlensky and Buakaw. We've also gone over Denge Silva versus Daryl Verdonk, Viktor Akimov facing off against Romano Bakbord, and finally, we covered Kasper Mozhinsky going up against Zhora Akopian. And this week, we're going to pick off right where we left off, and we're going to move on to the semifinals. But first, let's not forget that there was a qualifying round for another tournament for fighters under 55 kilograms in between the quarterfinals and the semifinals. So about 1.5 to 2 hours had passed between the last quarterfinal and this first semifinal. So when we left you, Mozhinsky had just defeated Akopian and was celebrating his victory. And what we didn't know at the time was that his right hand was damaged in that fight. And that he, right after leaving the ring, Mozhinsky headed to the doctor station to get it checked. So on the floor, we're completely unaware of this development, and I was following the director's lead. I'm focusing on the fights, trying to pick up any useful information, like if I notice a cut, or sometimes Michael has me go, he wants me to go listen in on the pep talks between the coaches and the fighter, just to get some information, because I hate to, you know, reveal the industry inside secrets, but you can't necessarily hear everything on the floor. And anyways, needless to say, we didn't have any information about Mozhinsky's hand at that time. Now, somewhere around the 55 kilogram and under qualifying round, we started to hear emanations from on high. The Deus Ex Machina whispers through the ether from the director, Sasaki-san, that Mozhinsky might not be continuing. And we didn't want to jump to any conclusions and give out wrong information, so we tried to keep the suspense, and it was fun to kind of build a little bit of narrative along the way. But we got word about after 30 minutes of this that, oh, by the way, Mozhinsky has put it up on his Instagram. You guys sounded a little silly. Don't you know that Mozhinsky is not going to be fighting? So that was a bit embarrassing. But that pretty much brings you up to speed, and this is the emotional environment that we're in right before this is about to start. So that brings us to where we are right now, and we're just before the semifinal. Now remember that Stoyan had just come off a victory with Buakaw. He'd been resting for a bit, and he was probably recovered, and Denge Silva had edged out Daryl Verdonk, and both fights went the full grueling 9 minutes. And both fighters are really going to have to show their conditioning and their endurance. Okay, with that as the backdrop, let's dive into the semifinals. This is semifinal number one, Denge Silva versus Stoyan Koprovlensky.
Brazil versus Bulgaria, 3x3, one extra round in case of a draw. For the right to advance to the final of the K1 match, Koprovlensky making Denge wait. This is what Denge did to Daryl Verdonk in the quarterfinals. He made Verdonk wait. You see Mike Passanier looks over his shoulder, says, all right, it's on our time. This is Stoyan's world. They believe that. Everyone else is just an onlooker. Look at the stare down from Denge Silva. That man could beat the sun in a staring contest. And those are scary eyes. Michael Shavello, Stuart Fulton with you. Semi-final number one. Look out for the head kicks of Stoyan and the leg kicks. The reach and the knees of Denge Silva. Inside leg to the southpaw Denge Silva. Nice lean back and a high right round from Koprovlensky. Right ribcage, liver section that Denge loves to go after. Spinning back fist there from the Bulgarian. Looking sharp so far, Stoyan. Overhand right, left hook. Can't get wild here, Stoyan, because Denge's counter game is superb. Lovely use of the front kick. Absolutely exquisite from the tall man.
So here Dengue's in southpaw, and he catches Stoyan with this beautiful move. It's like half leg check, half leg sweep. And in karate, I'm sure they would call it a sweep, but it looks like he's doing a leg check. I can't really tell. I'm sorry. But then Dengue immediately follows it up with this front kick that knocks Stoyan on his butt. And the crowd goes crazy, but it's not scored as a down because he's just knocked him off his feet, not actually downed him. And it's this subtle but important distinction that must have been so frustrating for Silva, because it's just a half a second difference or a slight change in angle, and it would have been scored as a down. And it was one of these moments in a fight where things kind of, it took a different branch at a different moment. And this moment really stuck out for me in this fight, because this time it wasn't scored as a down. But continuing on.
There's a cut on the top of the head, right-hand side of Stoyan Koprivlensky. It's going to be a target for Dengue. Wouldn't be a target for anyone else to reach, but Dengue can get the left shin over the top and drop it down on top of the head. Right hand from Stoyan! There's the counter from Dengue. Counters off the leg kick with a straight right hand to a high right roundhouse. Right hook from Dengue. Inside leg kick. Dengue in southpaw stance, switching stance in this opening round. Koprivlensky high on the ball to his feet, left hook, high kick. Overhand right from Stoyan, sat down on that leather. Leg kick again, trying to chop the tree down from the base, sticking right hand, a harpoon down the center from Dengue. Counters off the leg kick. You can almost see the imprints of Stoyan's foot on the thigh of Dengue Silva.
So up to this point, all of the scoring that we've been doing has been kind of unofficial, right? Because it's just Michael's feeling and Stuart's idea about who scored what in what round. But I actually went through the data, and I looked at this video like a million times, and I logged how many punches and how many kicks were thrown by each person. And so I went on a bit of a deep dive. I hope you'll bear with me. Now, in this first round, Stoyan threw 49 techniques, of which 26 landed. Now, of these, there were 17 low kicks, one mid-level kick, two high kicks, and six punches, including a spinning back fist. So I didn't really differentiate between, say, like a punch to the head or punch to the stomach, but you get the idea. There's like way more kicks than punches in the first round, whereas Silva threw 54 techniques, of which only 14 landed, in my opinion, six of which were calf kicks and three of which were mid-level kicks, so kicks to the stomach and the ribs, and he had five punches. Now, there's an interesting moment in round one where Dengue grabs Stoyan's foot briefly, and on the foot's way down, then he launches a technique, which is technically, I think, grabbing the foot to land a technique. It's going to come into play a bit later, just like the knockdown being scored or not being scored in the first round is going to come back later. But okay, in the first round, it was clear that Stoyan had outscored Dengue. I mean, he landed way more leg kicks, and for every one or two shots that Dengue managed to get in, it felt like Stoyan responded with four or five, but you know, I did the math and it's really, I think he did a little bit less than twice as many. But it wasn't really the number of hits necessarily. I think it was the intensity of the hits that also mattered. And then when I was looking into the matter of scoring, I noticed that there wasn't really a lot of information on calf kicks. Do calf kicks even score in the K1 rule set? And I couldn't find a definitive answer on that either. I just found information on low kicks. So I'm assuming that they do score or are counted as a low kick, but then I went on a forum, as you do, because you're trying to find information. You know, the the bastion of truth that the internet is. And basically what they said was that under the K1 rule set, it would be harder for judges to see calf kicks because of the angle, so that it might actually just be more difficult for it to get scored, even though, you know, it could be counted. So in this sense, Stoyan really was ahead in the first round. Now, what does that mean for Dengue? Well, he's down points-wise, so he's really got to take some chances in the second round. And he was kind of in a deficit, I think, of energy after the first fight. I believe that Dengue took way more damage in his fight against Ferdonk than Stoyan did in his fight against Buakaw. So there was that kind of difference in the two fighters' condition at that moment. And Dengue had slightly less time to rest. He'd had 30 minutes less to rest than Stoyan did. So that also would be playing a part. All right, heading into the second round, Dengue is down on points and he has to make up for it. What was he going to do? Let's find out in round two.
Second round of three, semifinal number one. Who will be the first man through to the final of the K1 World Match? Checks the low kick. Nice shot just above the knee of Stoyan. Stoyan backs him off with the right hand, cuts off his movement. Switch kick off the left there from Dengue. He's in southpaw stance now, the Brazilian. Back to orthodox. Big leg kick, dropped it down heavy on the knee. Stoyan's rattled. Here comes Dengue. The mosquito smells blood. And Stoyan dances away. Can't get scrappy, can't get sloppy here, Stoyan. Got to stay tight. Big leg kick from the Bulgarian. And again, three in a row. That red inning on the left leg of Dengue looks like it's been sunburned. Jab, switches to orthodox again. Stoyan may have hurt himself with that check.
Oh.
It's a down! It's a down on Dengue Silva! Silva says, what the hell? No way was that a down!
Now, true to form, Dengue came out in the second round, guns blazing, and he rocked Stoyan early on, but he just couldn't capitalize on that momentum. And then Dengue got downed by Stoyan, at least officially. And if you look at it from another angle, it looks like Dengue probably slipped. Even Michael was confused at first. He was like, what? But the referee counted it as a down. And Dengue had to accept that. And he could be upset, and understandably, he seemed upset. But as Michael said, he had to shake it off. And being in that position where you had 1 minute and 41 left in the second round, and now you've got half of this round and one more round to make up for that, how do you recover? Well, let's see if he could recover.
Referee getting confirmation ringside. It's a down on Dengue Silva. Dengue's going to put that out of his mind. He's going to move on. He can't let it affect him now. That will be a confidence booster for Stoyan.
I think that appeal there to the referee from Dengue saying, no, that wasn't a down, I think it's just angered him. I think he's just now even more determined to finish this off.
But it may anger him to the point he may overextend in his bid to score a return knockdown on Stoyan. There's a right hand and the uppercut! And there's a cut, there's a cut, there's a cut over the eye, Dengue Silva! The mosquito is pouring blood! Left hand, and Stoyan's going after it. The Bulgarian's going after the cut. He wants to open up the piggy bank by the eye of Dengue Silva. Stoyan's vicious, folks. He will do no favors to that cut. He'll go after it. He'll try and bleed Dengue. Mike Passanier saying, 30 seconds left, Stoyan. Go for it. Hurt him. Punish him. Stoyan's round. High kick. Good forearms guard. Dengue out of southpaw stance, protecting the left leg. Jab to wild right hand, nice evasion on the counter. Kick to the forearm, double forearm guard, high check, 10-8 round, Stoyan! He's almost there. It is going to take a Herculean final 3 minutes from Dengue Silva.
End of the second round. Both fighters go back to their corners. Stoyan stands. Dengue Silva sits for the first time. And it kind of shows how much the events had been affecting him. I just think he really had to sit down and collect himself. Now, Stoyan, on the other hand, is standing tall, standing proud, and breathing evenly, whereas Dengue Silva seems to be really spent at this point. And just to look at the techniques that I calculated, however imperfectly. Okay, at the end of round two, Stoyan in this round threw 57 techniques, 29 of which hit successfully, 10 low kicks, 1 mid kick, and 19 punches. On the other side of the ring, Silva has thrown 56 techniques, 19 of which hit, 9 calf kicks, 1 mid-level kick, and 9 punches that hit, in my estimation. Now, I could be wrong. I'm not a pro, but I did the calculations according to my best effort, and those are the numbers that I have. So Stoyan is outpacing Dengue Silva at this point. And would it be possible for Dengue to make a comeback? Or would there be some other kind of event that took place? Well, you all know that Stoyan went on to win it, but there still was a few other interesting moments in this round. And the next one comes in the third round very early on. Let's hear how the round gets started.
Look at Dengue. Rose the arm saying, come on, let's go. Let's go. 3 minutes remains.
All right, it's the beginning of the third round, and you're probably wondering what could possibly be happening right now. Well, as the two fighters come out, instead of immediately going after each other, Dengue invites Stoyan in for a hug. And it was this interesting human moment in the ring that showed that despite the intense competition that was happening, there's this deep respect between these two fighters. And up until that point, it had been very evenly contested. And even though Stoyan was slightly ahead in points, anything still could happen. Dengue is a fearsome counterfighter, and the harder that Stoyan attacks, the more dangerous Dengue's counters could be. So after that brief moment of sportsmanship, they quickly got back to the business of punching each other again.
Body shots to head. Overhand left. Caught him on top of the head from Stoyan. Stoyan rides the leg kick. He cannot take too much more punishment. Left hand up again. Left hand! Big leg kick to the hamstring. Backs him off with the right hand. Nice knee on the inside to the right ribs. Dengue calf kick. Dengue Silva enjoying his performance. His corner so far in the third round. Nice guard protecting the head from Stoyan. Parries the front kick. Doesn't check the calf kick. Those are going to take their toll on Stoyan if he goes through to the final.
Again, Dengue unconsciously grabs Stoyan's foot and launches an attack right as his foot hits the ground, causing maximum damage. And I don't think it's not intentional. There's no ill intent there, but it's something that's so familiar to both of them that it was just interesting that there was one person who got called out on it and another person who didn't. So that was this asymmetry amongst the symmetry, like symmetrical happenings, but asymmetrical results. Fascinating. Anyways, the fight continues.
Bork right hand from the Bulgarian. Time becoming the enemy of Dengue Silva.
Dengue finding himself backed up here. Not such a good place to be in this third and final round.
And again goes down to the calf of Stoyan, who's a little ginger on the lead leg. Stoyan might want to switch stance here. Protect that leg. Go to southpaw. Dengue's targeting that leg, targeting that calf. Good right hand lead. Dengue's cut again on the hairline. Two cuts now on the big scorching mosquito. 1 minute remains. Is Stoyan Koplovlensky going through to the final? Calf kick again. Stoyan counters with a right. Calf kick again from Dengue. And once more, hacking away. Hacking away to that lead leg. But it may not be enough to win the fight. Under 20 seconds to go. A bloodied forehead of Dengue Silva gets caught again. Final 10 seconds. Koplovlensky about to book a place in the final. He dances out of the way of trouble. Stoyan's going to go through. No doubt about it. He is through. The Bulgarian books his ticket to the final. There's a little limping, though, on the left leg. There it is, the left leg of Stoyan Koplovlensky. It's swelling. It is battered. It's really swelling.
You know, I've watched this fight probably 12 times now, just trying to get all those punches and kicks scored. And at the end of that, I can only marvel at how close this fight came to going the other way so many times. You know, Dengue was able to rock Stoyan on a number of occasions, and if that first down had been counted in Dengue's favor, I believe it would have changed the scorecard entirely. Dengue had moments in the second round where, with a bit more luck, he could have knocked Stoyan down after clipping him, and imagine if he'd scored two downs. It would have been a completely different fight. So, this fight was so close on so many occasions. But because it never tipped over that final edge, Stoyan was able to secure his win. And I believe he really locked it in on multiple levels, whether through the number of solid hits he landed or how effective Stoyan's kicks were against Dengue, especially the low kicks. And while luck played a part in the down being counted in Stoyan's favor, Stoyan was also winning in terms of shots thrown and clean hits, in my opinion. And also, I believe that Stoyan outperformed Dengue in aggression, damage, and output. Don't forget, Stoyan was on his front foot the whole time, whereas Dengue was often backing up. Now, I believe if the fight had gone to decision, Stoyan would have taken it no matter what. But if Dengue had managed to secure just one of those many chances, if he could have capitalized on one, I believe the outcome would have been completely different. And that's what always was so fascinating about K1 to me. All right, that wraps it up for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed our deep dive into the first semifinal. And next time we're going to cover the second semifinal and possibly the final, because I think both those matches are a bit shorter. And we'll have a special treat for you after that, because the 27th is the K1 World Grand Prix qualifying tournament taking place in Rosolini, Sicily, Italy. So for our Italian fans, please make sure you catch it. And for everyone else, find a way to go to Italy. Okay, thank you for listening. Check out our socials on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We'd love to hear from you. And please let us know what you think about the new format. We've enjoyed bringing it to you. Okay, have a great week, everyone. See you soon.